I occasionally have headaches and other pains, but they are acute and they are not particularly terrible, and generally they go away fairly shortly. I cannot imagine what it must be like to live with severe chronic pain. Pain which you experience all day, every day. Pain which is nearly completely debilitating. And there are people around the world, quite a number of them, who do suffer like that, whose enjoyment of life is entirely compromised by this chronic pain. And generally, the approach has been to offer them ever more potent painkillers, with the attendant risk of getting used to it and then upping the dose and then possible addiction and so on. There have been other attempts to use things like cognitive behavioral therapy. But we came across in an article on one of the local health-focused websites talking about how virtual reality may be an answer, part of an answer, to pain relief for the chronic severe pain sufferers. Joining us from San Francisco, and I suspect when he agreed to do the interview live, he wasn't really aware of what the time difference is between San Francisco and Cape Town, because it is awfully early there. Howard Rhodes, the founder and CEO of Firsthand Technology. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, how does virtual reality, I think we all have an idea of what a virtual reality experience is, but how is that applied to pain relief for the chronic pain sufferer?
Well, as you mentioned, chronic pain is really where the big problems are. VR is being used basically, if you think of pain kind of in sort of two groups. One is acute pain and the other is chronic. Acute pain is when you're going through a procedure at a hospital or you have some sort of temporary problem. And VR is being used in those kinds of situations to help people through wound care and other kinds of treatments at the hospital to help them through those acute pain situations with less drugs. And we're seeing really great benefits there. On the chronic side, there's
just
a lot.
Sorry, Howard, before you get to the chronic side, I mean, what is the pathway to pain relief here? How does having a virtual reality experience, strapping on a VR helmet and being transported three-dimensionally into another reality, how does that help you to deal with the acute pain of recovering from surgery?
Right. So in these situations, a great example is a burn patient. So a burn patient is going through a wound care treatment and they're changing their bandages. And, we've all had the experience of pulling off a bandage, and it's even worse if somebody pulls off a bandage for you, right? So in those experiences, the problems are, if you think about it, one is anxiety about the treatment, and two is, a feeling of helplessness. You're having this treatment done to you. And then, of course, there's the pain associated with the bandage changing and all of that. So virtual reality affects all three of those levels. So number one, we see a reduction in stress and anxiety. It gives you a sense of control. Virtual reality is interactive, and we create experiences that engage people both physically and cognitively. And then what we find is that has a big impact on reducing the amount of pain that people feel. And we've got, for example, brain scan data that shows what's going on in your brain when you experience the pain and stress is an activation of what we call the pain matrix. This is five areas of the brain that are very active. And we see a real reduction in brain activity in those pain matrix areas and a shift of the brain activity to prefrontal cortex and other areas that are engaged in problem solving and cognition and all sorts of positive things. So the mechanism is a change in brain activity and a shift into more positive areas.
How long, typically, in the work that has been done in this field, does that pain relief last? The minute I take off the VR helmet and put aside the gaming controls that I've been using in my interactive exploration of this VR world, how long does that effect last?
Well, in the acute situation, you know, you're trying to get somebody through a bandage changing or something like that. And when they take the, you know, so the goal is really to help them through that procedure.
Mm-hmm.
On the chronic side, which is really where we're really, where I think the benefits are really going to prove out, is that what we find is, for example, in studies with neuropathic pain, so different types of pain, back pain, neck, shoulder, a lot of different kinds of pain. We are seeing that during VR, the studies show reductions of, say, 50, 60, 70% while the people are in the virtual reality experience. But what's very exciting is that that benefit lasts after they take the helmet off. And I guess, you know, your listeners could, wherever they are, if they take a deep breath and they relax their shoulders, and just let that stress, whatever stress you're feeling, go, you'll, you know, that benefit of relaxation and putting yourself in a different mindset, that lasts after the breath is released, right? So that stays with you. And VR has the same sort of experience. We enhance that with things like biosensors to build resilience through biofeedback and teach people how to get control of their physiology. So there's ways that we can build skills and mindfulness and use VR as a multi-level kind of therapy.
Is this regarded as being way out and loony, or is it moving closer to the mainstream? Are mainstream pain relief practitioners looking at this with some interest?
Oh yeah, So I've been in the VR world for over 20 years, and it used to be the realm of science fiction, but I can say that you know, number one, it has become, you know, it's entering the mainstream. We have a lot of scientific data, clinical studies, literally hundreds of papers published in you know, top tier journals about the results and the clinical studies, using it with cancer patients and lots of different patient populations. In the United States, the National Institute of Health has put literally millions of dollars into this research. So, you know, our hope is that we can transform the way that people therapy and the way that they can recover, use it as part of physical therapy. We're seeing very high levels of benefit. And so our challenge right now is how we get this out into, we're working on, you know, adoption and in different health systems at different hospitals in the United States and around the world.
Howard Rose, founder and CEO of First Hand Technology, thank you very, very much.